Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for God's goodness, His faithfulness, for you being a part of the body of Christ. God is doing a wonderful thing in the earth today. We won't fully appreciate it, I think, until we're here in the presence of the Lord with Him. He's with us. He's in us. But there's a time we're going to be with Him and with all our loved ones and the saints of all the ages. How beautiful is that to contemplate? That's what's ahead for us. So when we can think of things like that, the troubles and the problems we go through in this earthly life aren't really that bad when we look what's before us in the ages to come. Praise God. Well, we were looking at a passage of scripture. We started this week reading one verse found in Isaiah 41, verse 10, some beautiful words. The Lord is speaking prophetically to His people Israel, but He's speaking to all of His children, Jew and Gentile, grafted together as one. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. Why? For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Brother, sister, we are members of God's body. We're citizens of God's kingdom, if you will, His country. Ephesians 2:19 states, now you, and beloved, that's you, brother, that's you, sister, and everyone who is not only listening to this broadcast, but every child of God. Now you are no longer strangers to God and foreigners to heaven, but you are members of God's very own family, citizens of God's country, and you belong in God's household with every other Christian. That's a paraphrase from the Living New Testament. Ephesians 2:21 states, we who believe are carefully joined together with Christ as parts of a beautiful and constantly growing temple for God. And verse 22 says, and you also are joined with Him and with each other by the Holy Spirit and are part of this dwelling place of God. And so that final word we were looking at to take us through the week was, if you will, on Saturday, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Right now, beloved, you can say you are victorious. You may not feel it, but by faith you can declare it. You can say right now, you are safe for time and eternity. You are God's property. You can put it this way, you're God's investment. And God, I don't think He loses on His investments. Through Paul, the Holy Spirit states in Ephesians 1:19, I pray that you will begin to understand how incredibly great His power is to help those who believe Him. It is that same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated Him in the place of honor, hallelujah, God's right hand in heaven. And verse 22 and 23, and God has put all things under His feet and made Him the supreme head of the church, hallelujah, which is His body, filled with Himself, the author and giver of everything, everywhere. These may be familiar words, but I tell you, beloved, they're utterly staggering when you really begin to contemplate the magnitude, the magnificence of God's plan of salvation. And it's important, and what I'm wanting you to grasp, and I think it's important for all of us to lay hold of, we hear these familiar passages of Scripture, but we have to understand that We have to agree with what the Word says. There is indeed power in our confession. Listen to what Paul wrote in Galatians 2:20. He says, "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." Praise God. The life I live not in my own strength, but I am very aware, Paul wrote, that Christ lives in me. And hear what John wrote in 1 John, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 and 2. "Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." Praise God. And so, beloved, I think the most important thing that we need to recognize in our daily lives is to realize what those verses are actually saying. Christ lives in us. He dwells in us, in our spirits, by the Holy Spirit. That is a spiritual reality if you have accepted Christ. You go from death, spiritual death, to life. Christ lives in you, brother. Christ lives in you, sister. He's dwelling there in his spirit. And so not only should we acknowledge this, we should begin to confess it. This is acknowledging the reality that Christ lives in us. Christ lives in you. And if he lives in you, don't you think he's going to help you in the situation you're in? "Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name. Thou art mine." He will help you. He will strengthen you. He will uphold you with the right hand of his righteousness. My goodness, what power there is as you really meditate. It's not just reading, it's meditating, thinking about what the Word is telling us. 1 John 4:4 states, "Greater is he that is within you," thank God, "than he that is in the world." We're talking about the devil. We should begin to declare and confess that Christ, who's greater than all of the power of Satan and Satan himself, abides in us, in you, beloved. Now, what did Paul say? He prayed a prayer, a beautiful prayer, in Ephesians as he ministered to them through the written page. And let me share four verses in the 3rd chapter, verses 16 through 20. "That he would grant you," this is his prayer, "according to the riches of his glory," which are endless. What does he ask? He's asking for those he knew and down through the portals of time to this day. The Spirit of God is wanting us to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled. Think, are you ready for this? Be filled with all the fullness of God. Is that possible? Is that what he was saying? Is that what he meant? "Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think." That's a pretty high bar, is it not? Above everything that you could ever think and or ask for. "According to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end." How magnificently worded, and how overwhelming the truth of those words. Praise God. Now, in Philemon verse 6, Paul makes another comment that the communication or fellowship of thy faith may become effectual. In other words, that your relationship with others in the body of Christ, your brothers and sisters, will become effective, will become as it should, by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you. Can I repeat that? Which is in you in Christ Jesus. Not in yourself, but in Christ Jesus. Remember, he's dwelling within you, praise God. And that word acknowledge means to confess, to avow, or admit the existence, the reality, or truth of, to recognize as being valid, or having force, or power, and to express thanks or gratitude. Praise God. Beloved, God has so much for us, and we, if it's truly, and it is, more than we could ask or think, then we have not begun to touch the surface of the very things and the depths of the things that God has for us. There's another passage in 1 John, the 4th chapter, I'd like to share with you, verses 15 through 16. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. So it is God in us, Christ, the hope of glory. Beloved, let that be a thought that stays on your heart and in your mind. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus lives in you. And the life that Paul lived, we can live. The life we now live, we live in the flesh. We live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us. Praise God. Well, my time has flown by. There seems barely enough time to share all I'd like to in a broadcast, but I love you. I thank you for joining me. If you have prayer needs, I invite you to write or snail mail, or you can email. I will always acknowledge receipt. I will confirm receipt. I will pray. But if you'd like a personal answer through the Ministry of Correspondence, I ask you to share your mailing address, which will never be shared. Okay. I love you. Thank God for you. I thank you for the privilege of ministering to you every day, Monday through Friday, on this station. God bless you. Thank you for your prayers, your support in the Spirit. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.